ninja intuitive energy community of oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience, participate in this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am in this linear time flow is that just into the second half of January 2021. So New Year started, a couple weeks went by, we had a new moon, and we're coming back to life actually after the holiday season, so to speak. So that's the flow I am here, and my personal state of being is still reflecting that recovery from the holiday. Holiday flow means that quite unsure about the rhythm of everyday dedication to conscious creation. Perhaps that's the reflection of intended change that is taking place. So I am pretty open to the new flow and observing and document to see what's new is noted within and around me, including the connectedness with you on that one sky. So the focus I'd like to give this day is open up and explore wholeheartedly as one. Open up and explore wholeheartedly as one. After conscious breathing exercise, in other words, guided meditation, guided mindfulness, consciously connecting each part of us as a weekly check-in. And I'm so grateful for that you are connecting to yourself, joining a field of energy oneness, using your personal power to redirect in your energy, your focus as the energy moves where you give your attention to. So you have the power to direct your energy, and it's nice to redirect them periodically so that you can feel the sense of self. They're in this wonderful growing process in this life on earth. And doing it together periodically would make my heart swing. And I feel so grateful that we are doing together. And remind them you are not alone. So, new to join here, we are an honors community that reminding that we have a power to redirect our energy, and we are very complex human being that we have. Idea of thinking connected to the past, and sometimes thinking of future, and sometimes feeling totally disconnected to the thought, but still engaging from what had happened yesterday or week ago or a year ago, over a decade ago. So, and to hear now is that in this physical body that is changing every and each moment to growing mature in until we depart from this life on earth. So that we are changing and complex beings. So at this present moment here now in this physical body, we just allow that each part aligning nicely here now so that we can feel oneness within us as one whole person, as you in this physical body at this present moment, that we connect together in the energy field of oneness. Allow my voice guide your attention and connect as one using the breath oxygenation in taking the air from the nose and then exhaling from the mouth. Why is that from the nose? Is that nose intaking is allowing us deeper intaking into our body. When we inhaling from the mouth, it's kind of stay in the shallow with the lungs and then out, chest breath. And from the nose is easier to bring this energy to down the stomach. So that's what we would like to do, to intake in the air as an energy, fresh energy, connected as one and the one sky. And consciously knowing that we are connected in the intellectual level. And then allow this connected energy, fresh energy, intake in your local state, which is the body in here. And then bring in new air energy inside of your body and just to notice and feel that how your body is responding or non-responding to this newly, freshly taken energy into your beingness, in your body. And just observe how your inside of your body cells are responding to this new energy. And then let that out slowly from the mouth, along with no longer serving everything. The way of feeding to the particular things, or to the person, or the event, or way of being that no longer serving you. For the next step, more aligning to the chosen goal by you. So it's about the better in and consciously connect and let that out. It's helping to reminding part of us that we are consciously connecting and doing something wonderful for yourself and for your spirit or your soul or your body or your whole presence. And then again, we are doing it together. No matter when you're listening, before you're closing your eyes or before starting your day or during the lunch break, any time you are connected. This is our connecting point. So let's use our together connecting power for your conscious bettering. So we do this conscious oxygenation 3 times slowly, counting 3, intaking in from the nose and exhaling from the mouth. Allow my voice guide your attention. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath now. Counting 3, 1, go. 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it in your stomach. And let that out slowly from the mouth. When you notice your thought coming up or someone's face popping up in your head, just notice, just as in a crowd is passing by above you in your sky, and no need to engage in or no need to interest it about, just observe what is going by, observe, and then engage your body and feel of the air coming into your body from the nose, throat, lungs, and stomach, and circulate this fresh energy entire body And then let that out slowly from the mouth. A second time now, go. Two, three, hold it, circulate it, and out slowly from the mouth. The last one, we use this time our voice to let that all out, saying out, so that ears can hear literally that we are releasing from your being, no longer serving energy, everything belonging to the past, and prepare this now for the better chosen future alignment. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself, joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. So it's wonderful to take a moment and notice before and after how you feel, which part of you you are thinking or you're feeling or your physical body is in the change or obvious change or nothing is changing or what you're observing, and just take a moment and then connect to yourself. And this here is pretty much about neutral self of yourself, zero point. So remember this point so that you can come back here when you get overwhelmed or stressed out. Here, always we can connect as one with your whole oneness together. So today's focus I'd like to give was open up and explore wholeheartedly as one. And feels like we are run out of time, so I may want to start quickly and then carry over to the next segment. You can come join for the next segment, and also for the intuitive blind reading, clicking that link from the description if you're listening to the Spreakers and other podcast platforms. Please check the link from the description of this episode to join for the next segment. So the open up to self and explore wholeheartedly as one. So what does this mean is that open up our heart, open up our mind, open up to the future sometimes required a courage when we are having a challenging period in our life, and then survival mode will be the dominant driving force for our everyday life, and personally, collectively. And to open up for the new means that we must rewire in that energetic pattern into the safe mode, into open up mode. So I think I'd like to give the focus for this topic at the next segment. Come see, join me there. Until then, I'm sending all my love and healing to your heart. Click the link. Welcome back. So open up and explore wholeheartedly as one is that when we can open up means that enoughness within and feeling safe, secure about here and now as a whole, complete person. And on our journey that to grow stronger, more capable as a person, individual, we are encouraged to take the challenges that ask us to survive sometimes to get stronger. And as a collective, when we through the new challenges no one experienced in the past, but we can learn from the past and to deal with as a major 2020 worldwide mutual challenge to the unseen in up to now as a new viruses. And that gave us an enough challenges, individual and collective, and so much new ideas and new element is it showed up under our awareness. So from here, we can become stronger, or remaining weak or weaker, becoming weaker. It's totally up to our choice, and we are always bilocated in between past and the future here and now. So we can choose to be the prisoner of the past or the pioneer for the future. And open up means that enough security in us. And we can find any safety in the magnitude within us. It's all about inside out expansion. And we must find that sureness, safeness within to extend, expand, and build and strengthen, and then to share and extend, explore more something different from familiar. In order to open up, the opposite side is closed because the fear to open up, maybe something is gonna come in and hurt us. So it's the closing, protecting. Open up is no matter what comes, I am secure enough and being protected. That awareness and reflecting that awareness in the area of human life is needing the energy to explore something new to come here, fully aligning to the heart of the matter, wholehearted wishes. When we are closed, then it is the energy of shutting down from the world around us, means our heart of the matter is within, protected inside. Sometimes that need to be there to protect our seed until the right timing of germination. And as the animals go into hibernation, closing and to marinating, protecting the core of the seed until the season comes. So the natural process, but the awareness. Awareness as being part of the nature that we all need to blossom in. We are here to blossom in own timing, to connect with the world, the heart of the matter, seed within our souls, urge the reflecting why we are here, why you are here, what brought you here, and what is remaining to connect. So when you feel ready to open up, secure enough, or maybe that's just overwhelmed with too much closing, and knowing that inner being is time to clocking up from within. It's the time to hunch in, breaking the shells to connect. Part of you knowing that this is the time, hey, it's the time. So your mind perhaps massaging and stretching, allow that openness and then explore. Give yourself a permission to your knowledge and intellect and protect and support that wholehearted oneness with your good feeling and excitement to connect gradually. Open up to accept what's coming out from within and to expand with harmonious oneness. You can use that tools and knowledge and wisdom to new way of harmonizing your unique blend of wellness and excitement and joy, pleasure, magnify, amplify, and explore life fully. It's time to do so when you connect to that part of you. This is June Universe. That's an interesting message to start the new month of the new year 2021. I feel the forever 21. 21 is the energy that kicking off some new stage as maturation. So be well and take care of your needs and be safe too. Open up. Start with self-love, self-care. This is June Universe. So I'd like to give the intuitive reading for requesters using our 3-minute. And I would like you to choose the feeling you would like to experience using being part of this together oneness to be used productive and efficient for your own bettering. I like to choose the feeling, open, as today's focus says. How about you? Any kind, hopeful, inspiring, energized, loving, kind, considerate. These are all good. So, and when you listening, me delivering the insight for this reading requesters using 3 minutes, I would like you to embody your chosen feeling first and then connect to this oneness and send a good thought to the energy reading requester as if their experience in the perfect way in their life. So the connecting as one energy and send a good thought, then universal energy return system is coming back to you to help you embody your chosen feeling. So the three element actually is important. Number one is to choose what feeling you would like to experience for yourself for the next step. And number two is to connect. Just to become aware, remind that we are all connected. That's the second step. And then the three, send a good thought to the energy reading requester as if they are experiencing a perfect way. So that's it. And thank you for reading requesters allowing me to be in your service. I normally provide the insight for clients for private sessions, but here as an energy community, I provide 3 minutes reading for free as blind reading means without knowing your personal question, but assigned symbol, and I read the energy around the symbol and deliver as a useful insight for you to make a better decision according to the life's matters you told me. It's a love life or work or family matter. So then I can deliver that energy insight for your particular areas of the matter. And if it's resonating, take it. It's yours for free. And thank you for helping us to connect because it's helping me to facilitate the energy field oneness by doing this. And if it's not resonating, please do not take it because I totally respect you're the most knowledgeable person about your life and I'm the stranger. So take it only if it's resonating. And if not, move on. And at least that information is telling you that what you are looking for is not that area. So, it will be fine. And I thank you for co-creating this energy field. Without you, we are unable to be part of one another as one. So, thank you. Okay. The first intuitive reading request that I like to give the insight is the peach. Peach. Here is the peach. Okay. I'm having a sense that there was a choices A or B, this or this, and that's been wondering and thinking over the last couple months or so, and still unsure which way would be a more better choice for you to decide for the next step there in this January. I'm having a sense that actually, either way would be fine, but the first one that you came up might be bringing more solid businessy money related connection when you like to choose for that purpose. And the other one is for more spiritual driven kind of natural flow, but somehow connected to the business element with the creativity. I have a sense that the first one is more familiar and connected to your heart of the matter. So you feel not so much new, but the familiar. And that gives a seems to be promising the stable, connected, familiar extension expand that will give you a safety net kind of energy to strengthen your foundational area. And on the other hand, the second one might be very spotlight shining and still open to the potential expansion, and the center will be always the business organization with the creativity and how you're going to balance into that. So in a sense, that extension of what you've been creating and to seek for the still open remaining for the what new to come in. Either way, it will be fine, but just notice that two different directions might be helpful for you to decide what you would like to have in resonance for the next step. Good luck. This is the peach category of life path. This is both ways will be fine, just a matter of which area you would like to be strengthening for the next. Okay, So another one is to this blind reading is a Siddha. Siddha, here is your 3 minutes. Siddha. I feel this Siddha thing is nicely blended as your preferred taste and enough spice and originality to enjoy, and perhaps not for sharing everyone, but particular people who can resonate to the similar taste that you like. And I think this is lovely to connect as these people who are in resonance, and no need to offer to everyone, anyone, even to friend, that this is this and this is that. That doesn't mean that no longer friend or no longer in touch or no longer do something together to co-create. Just a matter of this particular purpose, you may want to find the people who in resonance to connect in this flavor that you enjoy. And even this is too unique for some people, you may want to proceed with this particular Siddha topic as you're likable, and to keep connecting as your preferred way, and connect and to naturally pull in the people who are in resonance. And actually, three, five, six people get together, and it's natural started to roaring. I'm having a sense that sometimes around January before June before summertime this year 2021, and something about fashionable, trendy, feel good, defined feminine energy, which I really admire and like, and people likable about the creative energy that you share as that around that. From this particular topic of Siddha, I have a sense that something Asian flavor, bamboo, can be combined with, and gateway will open there in this year. So good luck. I'm sending lots of love and energy to your creation. This is Siddha, category of life path. I think I like the way you hold this energy for this particular one, and keep it going as natural self, expand and being open. The next one is the star. Star. Here is the 3 minute star. I'm having a sense that star was shining around the past year, in the sense that darkest dark last year 2020 for this matter, and because of the darkest dark would help you become aware what is the brightest star in there. So I felt that the seven stars you found there in this darkest dark time went through and now is becoming fading out. But remember, in this seven element that you became aware during this challenging period, actually the pandemic, the gift of pandemic, and stick with that seven shining stars to bring in blossoming, the one of which will be floral around March and April. And no need to have all the seeds blossoming at the same time. It's got its own timing. So know that which one will be the first, and get prepared for It's season. And you know that which one might come first and which might take several seasons or stages, but have to be open to something magical happen or unknown element are still there to bring some unexpected timing blossoming. So be open to it. And I'm getting the sense that make each element as a part of your daily natural discipline life and inviting that element into everyday or weekly activity would help you become new reality you naturally, the stronger and authentic blossoming that's gonna faster to connect the world around you in more ideal way. I got the sense that something could happen during this January before 31st. And so pay attention to upcoming full moon to give focus on at least one seed as on the stars that you noticed during this pandemic. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is star category of life path. I get so excited about, so energizing. Something, circle of energy is all around here. So exciting. All right. Next one is screen. Okay. I'm having that sense that something is still waiting to plug in fully to project things in this screen, in the sense that still available. It's not it's quite different from one is missing. It's a openness to welcoming something that most suitable for this piece to turn that screen on to project. I have a sense that this waiting without waiting, but switches always on to turn it on, kind of readiness is here for the last, let's say 6 months or so since like last end of the summertime. And there isn't enough space to move on when it comes. So and it's always nice to clean up naturally and to bring in the comfortable air. So the flow of come and go, it avoiding stagnance is the very good practice for this particular screen matter. That when it's stagnant, you may connect to the past sour experience, the unhealthy stagnant. So, new way connecting to this screen situation, pay attention to circulate flow in even that small amount or dedication is enough to circulate, circulate, circulate. I have a sense of connection information and let that out in actual physical. It's hard during this reflection of pandemic, but to connect in and out, even the small amount would keep until you find this perfect alignment to that. Being open during this wait without waiting period. So good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is screen category of life path. Okay, so the last one here I would like to give is cinnamon. Cinnamon. Okay. I'm getting a sense that there's a strong desire to travel, like a change in country, destination, or oversee geographic distance to get connected. I have a feeling that some important people, as a family member or lover, is in the long distance. And definitely creating some reasons as in a business to make that happen, to connect wholeheartedly from the core of inner being. I have a sense that the third chakra, sense of self, solar plexus, and then also the business means like a financial reward, money connected, stable, healthy self-esteem, and financial reward and responsibility. That's the main energy center that now embodying a little bit of communication to make that connect happening. I have a sense that sometimes in February can be there's an opportunity to fly in and to connect and chat. So keep embodying with that intention. And something, the whole life-changing things can be on that order on the table when you get in there with the consistent, persistent work. That I have a sense that something about that green field, the outdoor, the time and season will be May sometimes. Is the chances to come and connect, so be open to that possibility and strengthen your heart of the matter. No need to come up with that type of justification to protect your heart, because seems to be the destination and people you are willing to connect is really open and welcoming your ideas and whole presence as the pleasurable, enjoyable new stage of their life also. So good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is Cinnamon, category of life path. You can also request your personal life's curious matter as in a blind intuitive reading, other words psychic reading, by sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter at June Universe, JUNE Universe, one word, by choosing the one symbol that represent your life's curious matter, and then let me know the category of what you are wondering about, love life, family matter, work, and that will help me to deliver the energy insight as useful information for your next better aim. All right, so how you are feeling, embodying your chosen emotion, feeling. Mine was open up. How about you? So as to closing, let us take one deep breath together and closing today's gathering. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath. One, now go. This is Journey Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thanks for joining. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Thanks.